Somebody says, what's a henge? A henge is an earthwork surrounded by banks and ditches. So you get stone henge and wood henge. Not, however, do you ever get, as far as I know, a Neolithic hedge, which is what an earlier version of our webpage had before we got onto it. It's a nice idea, but it's hard to imagine, isn't it, a Neolithic hedge? Somebody said, oh, Peter Thiel, you know, imagining barbarians at the gate. No, that wasn't Peter Thiel. That was Robert Vicino. Yes, lots of you found both those first interviews very interesting. Lots of response to Mark O'Connell. Somebody reminds us that the Bible tells us exactly what will happen in the end. 3.5 years of sorrows, followed by 1,000 years of divine correction. And we can all look forward to that. As a confused socialist feminist, I'm not surprised, and I'm not sure whether she's calling or he's calling me a confused socialist feminist, or whether this is from somebody who's describing herself or himself as a confused socialist feminist, but this is what it says. As a confused socialist feminist, not surprised for you to condemn apocalyptic thinkers as bonkers, yet speak of the apocalyptic climate change theory. Can't have it both ways, Kim. That would make you a hypocrite. Bet this doesn't get read out. Never one to shirk a challenge, albeit from an anonymous text. I called the people Mark O'Connell talked to bonkers, and this referred to the way they are dealing with the prospect of the end of the world, not the fact that they may well foresee the end of the world. That's all. So many texts, many of them saying, just as many women abuse men as vice versa. Steve went so far as to accuse me of being part of the usual RNZ bashing of men and ignoring the violence of women. So I'm hoping that you listen to the interview, especially the bit in which Jess Hill talked about the violence of women. But listen to this. Just listening to your interview with Jess about her book, Look What We Made Me Do, Look What You Made Me Do, gut-wrenching stuff, left me in tears. Thank you for the trigger warning, by the way. My partner of 17 years was without doubt a coercive controller. My experience seems to be common. Long-term emotional and physical abuse, isolating, surveillance, etc. After I finally left, parental alienation, threats, abuse via the family court system, destruction of my relationships with my children, everything just described. I'm okay now, it's been 4 years. My teenage son lives with me. I'm walking him through the same process I went through to aid my recovery. I'm a 46-year-old male Maori. I acknowledge that we're a minority, but I want to thank Jess for noting that we exist. Thank you for that extremely civilised email. And many, many others, some of them very lengthy, some of them written in high emotion. I thank you for them. And some applause for Jess Hill for recognising by her insistence on domestic abuse that psychological abuse without violence can be devastating too. Wow, completely absorbing texts that you are sending me this morning, and they are often quite long, detailed, and indeed heartfelt. And for some of you, I can only draw your attention to the list of help numbers we have on our webpage. One says, I'm worried about my son. He's controlling and abusive like his mother. I left the relationship many years ago hoping that history wouldn't repeat. And you call the perpetrators poor devils, which is such an appropriate metaphor because these men are emotionally impoverished and so behave like devils, a societal, generational tragedy. Kakapo smelling like violin cases, nonsense, you're all saying. Clarinet cases. They smell like clarinet cases. And somebody says, as a science teacher, I visited Maud Island many years ago, which was where the Kakapo were before they were transferred to Codfish Island, if I recall. And a pile of Kakapo feathers was placed under my nose to sniff. Old violin cases. Well, I was told to expect the smell of daffodils. But to be honest, it reminded me of a male urinal. It just goes to show that the three smells are very similar. Yes. The appearances are very different and help determine the pleasure rating of the experience. A number of you have had anxious pets, cats and dogs, responding to that interview, which should broaden the demographic. Yeah, very interesting, Julia Steenson, to whom we were speaking just before 11 o'clock. She deserved more time. That's the story of my life, really. Everything deserves more time. But as you see on our webpage, she was the driving force behind an online legal services marketplace called Ture. And she also hosts a podcast about the law. And she's been the chair of the board of Kia Puavhai Limited, which is a health and wellness not-for-profit. She's very, very busy. And now, as we said, the new commissioner on the Royal Commission into Historical Abuse in State Care. And thank you for all your feedback, except you, somebody called Jessie, who says, I bet she was grateful for Western medicine when she was hit by that car. I have a poem by Sonia Yelich. I don't know who sent it to us. Was it Sonia who sent it to us? Somebody else sent it to us. Sonia Yelich, of course, famous for a number of things, for her poetry and for her daughter, who is Lord. And it's called Kakapo. A Kakapo is the smell of some honey, papaya, and the inside of an old clarinet case, which is spitty. Have a go, Kakapo, sniff yourself. Betty texted to say, what a shame your guest did not learn how to pronounce Maori. Now, that's right, Betty, we should have put him on a language course before he had anything to do with this project. Meanwhile, we've done our best to find out a bit more about the New Zealand side of the equation. For example, what waka might be used for this comparative history project and where might it come from? But unfortunately, Roger Michaels said he's on the road at the moment and he can't get hold of a name for us. At present, all we know is that the person he's dealing with is female, very helpful, and based at one of the universities here. So if this sounds like you, please get in touch with us and tell us more. And meanwhile, the Viking Ship Museum in Roskilde in Denmark that Roger Michael mentioned is apparently in touch with Te Papa, although we haven't been able to track them down yet, and we have been putting some effort into it, I assure you. Lots of useful leads on the Sutton Hoo Anglo-Saxon ship Waka project. Thank you. And this from Susan. Hallelujah. Anglo-Saxon meet Maori. Made my day. Weeping with relief. Jeffrey, who is a former shearer, suggests that Angie should make her venture available on YouTube. I wish I had made that joke. It's a good one, thank you.